This document is being provided in an alternate format, open parentheses, large print, audio or data CD, or Braille, close parentheses, for informational purposes only. Any documents that need to be completed and returned must be completed and returned in written, non-alternative format. Beginning of next page, DOH-5171, parentheses, 5/15, parentheses, original page 1, OHIP-0061, parentheses, 5/15, parentheses. New York State Department of Health, Office of Health Insurance Programs, Family Planning Benefit Program, Document Checklist, Applicant Name, Blank Line. Return all necessary documents to provider by blank line slash blank line slash blank line, parentheses, 10 days from date of screening, parentheses. Please see below for examples of documentation you need to provide as a part of the Family Planning Benefit Program, parentheses, FPBP, parentheses, application process. If you have not already provided the required documents, there will be a checkmark in the box next to the item. Return required documents to the Family Planning Services provider who screened you as soon as possible, no later than 10 days from your initial screening. The provider will send them to the New York State Department of Health, parentheses, NYS, DOH, parentheses, designated agent, along with your signed and dated application, so a determination of your ongoing eligibility for the FPBP can be completed. If you were screened as presumptively eligible for the FPBP, the provider's office must receive this required information, including a signed, dated, and completed application by the date above. Your family planning services provider can assist you with this application process, including collecting your documents and sending them to the NYSDOH designated agency. Acceptable forms of documentation. Checked items are still needed to process your application. Blank checkbox. New York State residency. Examples of proof include pay stub or pay stubs with address, lease covering the date of application, signed letter from a landlord, rent receipt or mortgage statement, tax statement slash bills, current bill or other statement, school letter, report card, postmarked envelope, driver's license with current address, magazine, postcard, or brochure with a non-removable printed label. Blank checkbox. Social Security number. You only need to provide your Social Security number or a receipt from the Social Security Administration stating that you have applied for a new number or a copy of an existing number. It is not necessary to provide the Social Security card. Blank checkbox. Proof of citizenship slash identity slash satisfactory immigration status. See the reverse side of this form for details of the various forms of acceptable proof. If you are declaring to be a U.S. citizen or national, your SSN will be used to verify your U.S. citizenship, including identity, through an electronic match with the Social Security Administration's records. Both sides of any immigration documentation need to be copied. Blank checkbox. Proof of income. Earned income proof can include, parentheses, but is not limited to, parentheses, a signed and dated employment letter, and or pay stubs, parentheses, for the last 4 weeks, parentheses. If you are self-employed, you may provide your most recent signed and dated tax returns, parentheses, including all schedules, parentheses, if they are representative of your current income. You may also provide a profit and loss business record statement showing income and expenses for your self-employment. Unearned income proof can include, parentheses, but is not limited to, parentheses, Social Security Administration benefits correspondence, unemployment insurance benefit documents, and or a signed and dated letter from a family member or other individual who gives you money. Blank checkbox. Other health insurance. If you are covered by other health insurance and you are under age 21, you do not have to provide us with this insurance information. If you are covered by other health insurance and you are age 21 or older, please provide a copy of the insurance card, both front and back, and as much information as you know about the other insurance. You may request good cost authorization in order for us not to bill your other health insurance for family planning services regardless of your age. Beginning of next page, DOH-5171, parentheses, 5/15, parentheses, original page, OHIP-0061, parentheses, 5/15, parentheses. Documents that establish both citizenship and identity. Identity and U.S. citizenship or satisfactory immigration status must be documented if anyone new is applying for health insurance, If you're applying for health insurance and are declaring to be a U.S. citizen or national, if you provide your SSN or proof that an SSN was applied for, Medicaid will verify your SSN and birth information, including identity, through an electronic match with the Social Security Administration's records. If the match is not successful, proof of identity and U.S. citizenship status may be required. For the purposes of qualifying as a U.S. citizen, the United States includes the 50 states, the District of Columbia, American Samoa, Swains Island, and, if born on or after certain dates, Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Northern Mariana Islands. Parentheses, if you provide one of the following, no other document is required for proof of citizenship. / identity, parentheses. Bullet, U.S. passport book / card. Bullet, NYS enhanced driver's license, parentheses, EDL, parentheses. Bullet, certificate of U.S. citizenship, parentheses, N-560 or N-561, parentheses. Bullet, certificate of naturalization, parentheses, N-550 or N-570, parentheses. Bullet, Native American tribal document, certificate of degree of Indian blood or other Native American / Alaska Native tribal document with photo. Documents that establish citizenship but also require one identity document. Bullet, U.S. birth certificate. Bullet, U.S. citizen ID card, parentheses, I-197 or I-179, parentheses. Bullet, report of birth abroad, parentheses, FS-240, parentheses. Bullet, religious / school records. Bullet, certification of birth issued by Department of State, parentheses, FS-545 or DDS-1350, parentheses. Bullet, military record of service showing U.S. place of birth. Bullet, final adoption decree showing U.S. place of birth. Bullet, evidence of qualifying for U.S. citizenship under the Child Citizenship Act of 2000. Documents that establish identity.
Bullet, state driver's license or ID card with photo. Bullet, school ID card with a photo. Bullet, U.S. military card or draft record or U.S. Coast Guard merchant mariner card. Bullet, ID card issued by a federal, state, or local government agency. Bullet, verified school, nursery, or daycare records, parentheses, for children under 16, parentheses. Bullet, clinic, doctor, or hospital records, parentheses, for children under 16, parentheses. Current immigrant status must be provided for any new person applying or any person renewing whose status has changed in the past 12 months, or you must prove that you are in a satisfactory immigration status.
Immigration status / identity. Bullet, I-766, employment authorization card. Bullet, I-551, permanent resident card, parentheses, quote, green card, close quote, parentheses. Immigration status but require an additional identity document. Bullet, I-94, arrival / departure record. Bullet, USCIS form I-797, notice of action. Bullet, evidence of continuous U.S. residence prior to January 1, 1972. These lists are not all inclusive. If you do not have one of these documents, please contact the New York State Department of Health Designated Agency for information about other documents that may be able to be used.